Surah An-Nahl is the 16th surah in the Quran, and it's right after Surah Hijr. And it's named after the honeybee. Nahl means honeybee. Another name for Surah An-Nahl is Surah An-Na'm, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about His abundance of His miracles and His creations, and abundance, kathrat, of His blessings upon us in this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne kathrat ke saath apne jo inamaat hai hamare upar jo hain wo isme bayan farmaya. Very detailed, extensively detailed discussion about what are the blessings of Allah, what are the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the human soul in this surah, in Surah An-Nahl. And of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the miracle of the honeybee, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets that honeybee, He is the one who created this honeybee, He is the one who created the trees, He is the one who created the flowers in those trees, in those plants, He is the one who told the honeybee to go to these flowers and suck the juice out of it, extract out of it, and then He is the one, Allah, Al-Khaliq, Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, Al-Fard, Al-Samad, Al-Razik, Al-Malik, that makes this juice that has gone through the beak of the honeybee into the stomach and then brings out of it gushing forth nourishment called honey. The whole purpose of this surah is to establish His wahdaniyah, His qudra, His jalala, His izzah, His maqam, His authority, His heavyweight. But look, who are you worshipping? You are worshipping not something very mamul, very easy. You are worshipping something like showing you a miracle in the bee. Or aaj aap kahin bhi shayad khareedne jayein, kabhi aisa hota hai ki ye out of stock? Sochein, 6 billion people and counting in this world, go from Australia to China to Timbuktu to America, you will find honey everywhere. Isn't this a mu'jiza? This Allah is asking, ey mere bande, abhi tu nafarmani karega. Ek shayad ki makhi ho dekh le, aur tere rongte khade ho jaye, tere dil ki rooh jo hai wo fana ho jaye. Ye soch ke ki mere rab ki shaan dekho, ek makhi ke pet mein se aisa khana nikal diya. Jo agar insaan bagaur doctoron ke aaj, even nutritionists are saying today that if you just eat honey in the day, suffice it for you. Enough, food is enough. अब भूख नहीं लगी आजकल, ऐसे भी रमजान है, ट्राई करके देख. अब शेरी में कल जो है ना, वो इंशाल्लाह शेरी शहद से करे. अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला इज देन टेलिंग अस हियर अबाउट हिज काउंटलेस ब्लेसिंग्स सच एज द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ डेट्स, ग्रेप्स, वाटर फ्रॉम द स्काइज एंड क्लाउड्स, एंड ऑल्सो अबाउट द ट्रीज एंड एग्रीकल्चर, देन द मून, द सन, द स्टार्स, द ओशन, द फिश, द मरीन लाइफ इन द ओशन, हाउ अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला हैज मेड plenty of things halal in the ocean. You don't have to do zina. Kabhi isme socha hai, kabhi isme tafakkur kiya, tadabbur, ki pani ke upar, zameen ke upar jo hai koi bhi cheez hai usko zaba karke khana, aise nahi kar sakte. Yani ki sher ki tarah pakad ke chalo ji maza aayi, nahi. There is certain restrictions, but if you go to water, you fishing, jo aaye jo khalo, nahi joota agar aage to na khalo. Kabhi kabhi fishing ke joota agar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that you get any kind of fish over there. Yes, there are something that are makruhat, that's a different thing. But Allah is saying that, look, He has made anything in the water halal. Any fish, you don't have to take it and then okay, bismillah Allah. It reminds when I first came to America, and asked that, person asked at the McDonald's, is this fish burger halal? Can we eat it? I said, it's 20% halal. 80% you make it halal. So I don't have a knife. That was how much the person was intense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about the ocean life, marine life, in Nahl, in the surah, to make us understand that, look, when you are traveling, ziba kyun nahi karna hai? Theek hai, agar aap zameen ke upar baithe rahe hain, and if you are sitting on the land and getting fish life, marine life, yes, it is understandable, you have resources, you could do. But when you're traveling, or in traveling, Allah already wants to make it easy on you. So if you're traveling on the ship and you're going, you have no food, you have easy food access. You don't have to go through the tedious things of sacrificing and things like that. Look at the rahmah of Allah. Allah in this surah is showing about His rahmaniyat, rahmaniyat, rahmah, mercy, and His blessings upon us. And that is why Allah says, وَمِن كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتِ, and we have given you so many fruits. There are countless number of fruits that you think about it. And that's why Allah SWT tells us in verse number 18, Surah An-Nahl, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That, O insan, O you ghafil forgetful, nisyan, insan. If you begin to count, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كَرَ عَيَدِهِ لَا دِنِي وَلِي عَيْدِ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ If you begin to count the name of Allah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْصُوهَا Numerical numbers will become outlasted, will be finished. You will not finish the name of your Allah. Can you imagine? Countless blessings. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْصُوا إِحْسَانَ أَحْصُوا means to count, account, number. Allah is saying that numbers will fall short, but Allah's blessings will continue. إِلَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And this is the Rabb you're worshipping. This is the Rabb who is your focus. If we keep these things in mind, on a continuous basis, 24-7 basis, there is no way that this insan can go on the wrong path. جب کبھی اگر نظر آئے کسی چیز غلط چیز پہ یہ آیت یاد آجائے میری اللہ کی رحمت میری اللہ کی بلیسنگ آنکھ یہ آنکھ کی روشنائی اگر انسان اللہ چھین لے تو میں یہ جو فحاشی دیکھ رہا ہوں اب اسی آنکھوں سے کہاں جائے گا Just remember this ayah at every junction of the whisper of shaitan that when somebody is doing ghibah in front of you remember Allah Ta'ala has given me this blessing of ear what if he makes me bahra no sound no, I can't do that وَإِن تُعَدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا نِعْمَةٌ Recognize the ni'mah of Allah. When talking, if a person begins to have the whisper or agitation about to scream or curse or lie, they just think in their mind, وَإِن تُعَدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا Oh Allah, you gave me the blessing of this tongue. And if I misuse this tongue of Allah and you take away this tongue, I will be helpless, speechless. یعنی غرض یہ کہ انسان کے ہر اس جنکشن پہ جہاں پہ اب وہ کوئی گناہ یا کوئی چیز غلط اس سے سرزد ہونے والی ہے اس سے پہلے اس آیت کی مبارک کو حفظ کر لے ذہن نشین کر لے اور یاد کر دس وقت تو یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا وعدہ گارنٹی ہے کہ اس کے اندر اتنی جرت پیدا ہو جائے گی کہ وہ اس گناہ کو نہیں کرے گا اگر آنکھوں کا ذمہ ہے تو نہیں کرے گا زبان کی اگر خطا ہے تو فوراً زبان رک جائے گی کانوں کا ہے ہاتھوں کا ہے پیر کا غرض یہ کوئی بھی چیز کوئی بھی آپ کے آوا جس سے کہ کوئی گناہ سرزد ہونے والا ہے یہ آیت کو خالی یاد کر لیں وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا اور پھر اس کے بعد سبحان look at the beauty of the آیات یعنی ایسے کہ جیسے کہ موتیوں کی طرح پرے ہوئے ہیں الفاظ right after this counting of blessing and everything look at the two صفات two of the attributes of Allah's mother that he mentions right after that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ بے شک اللہ بہت مہربان بہت معافی کرنے والا کیوں کیونکہ انسان سے تو غلطی ہوتی ہے انسان تو نسیان ہے بھول جاتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ کی نعمتوں کو بھول جاتا ہے کہ یہ زبان میں کتنی بڑی نعمت ہے بھول جاتا ہے یہی آنکھیں جس سے گناہ سرزد ہوتے ہیں کتنی بڑی نعمت ہے اگر یہ روشنی چینج ہے تو انسان بے بس ہو جائے بھول جاتا ہے انسان کی یہ کان کتنی بڑی نعمت ہے اگر اس میں سے سننا انسان بھول جائے تو کسی سے کمیونیکیٹ نہیں کر سکتے دس از اللہ حسین تمہارے بھولنے پہ بھی ہم تم پہ غفران ہے کہ ایسا رب ہے کوئی اس سے بڑا یعنی these ayats are to move you shake you inside bring your hair on the skin upright just like trees that is what these ayats are and Allah is saying that the right attitude should be of shukr shukr li ni'ma of Allah because the more we give shukr the more our iman increases and the more iman increases the more taqwa increases and the more taqwa increases the more level of sabr comes and the more level of sabr comes the more stamina and courage comes at the junction of shaitan when he attacks us to force us to do something wrong we say no to shaitan and yes to ar-rahman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us also in this surah Nahl also about the issue of birth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the issue of betiya girls وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ that whenever one of them gets the news that he has been given the blessing of a daughter in the house ظَلَّ مُسْوَدُ his face becomes darkened blackened مُرْجَا جَاتَ وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ and he begins to cry what is this yani rona gana yaar beti hogi kya ye Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attacking the Quraysh in Makkah Makki surat hai. So Allah is attacking their aqai, their beliefs, the wrong beliefs that they had. Look, beti or daughter is a rahmah from Allah. Here I just like to mention two of the hadith of Rasulullah where he said that if any father or mother has been blessed with a girl, a daughter, and they take care of her, they nourish her and nurture her on the tawheed, on the wahdani of Allah, on the teachings and morals and modesty of Islam, for them is guaranteed jannah. Actually, sorry, the hadith starts off at 3. So one of the Sahabi said, what about if we have only two? He said, for two. Then came another lady, said, I heard like this, Rasul said, what about if I have only one dog? He said, even for one. Ek bhi beti jo hai aapke liye jo hai jannat ke liye jo hai rasta khul jayega. Provided we took the right way of grooming her. Agar yahi beti kal ko liability ban jaye hamare liye, kal ko hamare liye ek musibat ban jaye, in the sense ki wo circus hai, beraharani ki shikar hai, aur and she is immodest and immoral and things like that, then the parents will not be going to Jannah, but they might take a detour. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to address in the issue over here. That the condition of going to Jannah with the daughter is her parvarish, her nourishment, her grooming in the proper etiquette of Islam, Tawheed. And then Allah also talks us about the issue of accountability, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving to us, that if He begins to account for every single amal that we do, there will be not a single creation on this earth left. Sab khatam ho jayenge. یعنی یہ جتنی بھی کائنات میں چیزیں چل رہی ہیں, جتنے بھی مخلوقات ہیں انسان, یہ سب ختم نیست نابود ہوئے اگر اللہ تعالیٰ پکڑ پہ آ جائے, ایک ایک چیز کو پکڑے. لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ درگزر کرتے, اللہ تعالیٰ جو ہے وہ ایسا دفع دفع کرتے کہ نہیں میرے بندے ان کو چھوڑ. اللہ عثمان سنگھ ہے, وَلَوْ يُعَاقِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِذُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَاكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى. اللہ عثمان سنگھ, if he comes to accountability, حساب, کبھی حساب پہ, so there will be not a single dabba, like I said, it came in the previous surah also, meaning not a single creature will be on earth. Sab jinaan na ke gift mein pakar mein aajayye, or sab khatam. But Allah says what? وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. But Allah delays it. Allah delays it. That perhaps they'll come back, perhaps they'll make tawbah, perhaps they'll return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tells us in verses 66 through 69 about the cattle and the milk that comes from its stomach, and that is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also talks about the blessings such as grapes and dates, and the issue of different kinds of risk He has given us, and also talks about the honeybee. And this is the ayah that with which the surah is named, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخَذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجْرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. And Allah inspired to the honeybee to take houses from the mountains and from the trees and from whatever has been given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتِ. And then Allah told the honeybee to eat from the different fruits and flowers and roses and things like that. فَاسْلُكْ سُبُلَ رَبِّكَ ذُلُلًا يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. شہد کی بات یہاں پہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ talking about the honey, that look, it comes, يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا, it comes from the stomach of the honey bee, مختلف ألوان, different colors. There are many, sometimes there's dark yellow or light yellow, different colors of honey we see that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. In it is shifa, cure, remedy for the human beings. Then Allah gives us a parable of two people in Surah Nahl about one is obedient to Allah and one is not. And also in verse 78, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجُكُمْ مِنْ بُدُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَكُمُ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah says here that He has brought each, every human being from the stomachs of their mothers. لَا يَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. They did not know a single thing. They didn't even know A, U, E. Allah is the one who taught this young child coming out in this world from A-U-E. And then Allah, what does Allah tell us? وَجَعْلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. Allah made for you, human being, السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ, the eyes, the ears, وَأَفْئِذَ, and the heart and the mind, the intellect. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ, so that you may do what? تَشْكُرُونَ, give thanks to Allah. شُكُرْ يَا Allah. And furthermore, in Surah Nahl, Allah also talks about the ayah that is recited in the khutbah of Jummah, most of the time by the khutbah, khatibs. Inna Allah ya'mur bil adl wal ihsan wa itaa'i al-qurba. Allah orders you to do justice, fairness, and ihsan, good deeds, good things, wa itaa'i al-qurba, and to join and be friendly to the rishadar, relatives, qurba, and also forbids you, wa yanha anil fahsha, forbids you against evil, wal munkar, and sinful things, wal baghi, and deviation, يَعَذِكُمْ لَعَلَكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, and warns you so that you may take heed of it. In verse 96 also Allah says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاكُ وَلَنَجْيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Whatever is with you will go, will wither away with the passage of time. Just because somebody is rich today cannot think that they'll be guaranteed rich until they die. They could go into such muflisi before their own eyes, before the death, that Allah was saying that, look, don't hold up things. Remember, whatever you have right now, give it. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ said, that your treasure, your khazana, is that which you have eaten, or that which you have worn, or that which you have left for tomorrow. Meaning, Allah can ask them to khaj kare, spend in the way of Allah, so that that is saved. Whatever we spend in the way of Allah is saved. And whatever we spend on ourselves is also utilized. And whatever we eat is utilized. Whatever we spend on our family, wives and children is utilized. But whatever we store in bank accounts, in tijoris, in matka, in tally and things, it's not ours. There's no guarantee. No matter how much life insurance, how much, you know, Morgan Stanley or whatever, Prudential and things, you get it, it won't get you anywhere. Because Allah SWT is saying here, it doesn't get anywhere. And then Allah SWT tells us about the issue of Qur'an, وَإِذْ قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانَ الرَّجِيمِ. When you begin to read Qur'an, seek refuge in Allah SWT from the shaitan rajim before reading Qur'an, because إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَا رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Because certainly shaitan has no authority on those people who have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have tawakkul on their Rabb, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, it talks about the ayats of creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the azab and jannah, as this is a Makki surah. Very briefly, I just want to mention about Surah Bani Israel, Surah 17, we finish with that in 2 minutes. This surah has two names. It has the name of Isra and Bani Israel also. Isra, because the waqi of Isra is mentioned in the first two verses over here in the surah. And it is also known as Surah Bani Israel because it talks about the qissa of Bani Israel, qissa of Musa al-Islam, and how they were given the Torah and were ordered to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there. And so Allah also talks about the issues with the qawm of Bani Israel. And tomorrow we'll go in detail with Surah Bani Israel and Surah Kahf, inshallah. Wa akhwadana, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam.